Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. 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 Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. To Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest Dolphin, to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grizz, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Got a biggie.
Welcome to the show.
And a good show.
Hey.
So you start out with comedy, ladies and gentlemen. You reel them in with some comedy at the beginning of the show. It is a Wednesday here on the program, National French Dip Day. Maybe get into that a little bit later. I have a few things on my mind. We do have some basketball tonight, some Heat basketball. Cavs are resting just about everyone. So the Heat go in as 6-point favorites. Remember, they were, I think, 8, 8.5-point dogs.
7.5 at tip-off.
Yeah. They're 6, but that's a 13-point swing. That's all you need to know. Cavs are not fielding. And I'm assuming there's no reason to bring Bam back tonight, right?
Out. He's out.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So we'll have some Heat basketball tonight from the Kaseya Center. And then the Friday game, is that in New York?
Yes, Friday they'll play New York in New York. That's a cup game, but yeah. Then they'll play them again Monday here at the Kaseya Center.
All right, very good. Today on the program, we'll talk some hoops. We'll talk some football. You got Canes, NC State, Saturday. You know the Hurricane football team only has 3 games left?
Yep.
3 games left. What would you grade this season so far?
Not good.
Really? Like D?
No, I don't think it's fair to say D, because if they win 10 games, they win 10 games. I still think that's a positive season. If you fall short of expectations, still a positive season. Right now, a C.
You give them a C.
It's a C, and probably closer to a C- if they don't end up in the ACC title game, which, by the way,
but
their percentage chances are not good.
So you're solely doing that. Like, you're not grading on a curve by saying, hey, the victories over Florida State, Notre Dame, Florida – Those don't count extra in the grades. I understand you lose to a couple crappy teams. I don't even want to say crappy teams because they're not crappy teams. Unranked teams, I'll say that. Louisville and SMU were unranked. But you give them a C even having beaten the top teams on their schedule.
Yes, because they're teetering on not making the ACC title game.
They're not game. Going to. Yeah.
Yeah, which ask any Hurricanes fan.
That's the barometer.
On December 1st, ask any Hurricanes fan, Hawk, would you have rather gone undefeated
gotcha.
In
gotcha.
The ACC schedule and
totally
made the
it.
ACC title game
totally
and have a chance it. To make the playoff through that path? Or would you have rather beaten Notre Dame, beaten UF, beaten FSU, but lost two ACC games and it's going to keep you from the ACC title game? And I realize at the time you want to beat your biggest rivals, but now, not making the ACC title game, to me, that was the only barometer of success this season, the only one.
Totally understand. In your mind, then, they literally, if they don't make the ACC championship game, which they're not going to, they cannot get better than a C this season.
They can still make the college football playoff.
Correct.
Without making the ACC title game if they go undefeated and they get a ton of help elsewhere. And I think now we have to root for Duke to go and win the ACC because they actually might not make the AC the college football playoff if Duke wins the ACC because I think they're a four-loss team. But anyways, if they make the college football playoff, no matter how they get in, then they can have an above-C grade.
An A?
No.
Cannot have an A?
No. Can't have an A.
Interesting.
You think it's an above-a-C grade right now?
Right now, I would weight the grades and I would go, yeah, you won some big games that kept you in the national conversation, so I probably would give them C plus B minus right now.
Man. I don't know. I don't know about that, Hawk.
We'll find out. I'm going to ask who the hell's coming on today? DBJ. Who the hell am I going to ask that? DBJ. I was like, who the hell am I going to ask that question to? No, DBJ. We're going to talk some Dolphins Commanders. That's Sunday morning from Spain. Sports Talk, and I'm about to launch into something that's not. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. A couple of notes. Crowder will be here. He's running late, but we don't know where he is. One of the things that I wanted to bring up, he sent us a text. Hey, fellas, I'm running late, probably going to be there around 3. Steve lives a little further out. Who the hell's Steve? Did he tell you he was going somewhere to see a guy named Steve?
I've got no idea who he's going to go talk to. Zero idea.
I texted him back. I go, literally no one knows what you're talking about. Because I know tomorrow we're going to be at the Amerant Bank Arena for some Panthers hockey. And he had said, I wonder if I'm giving away a secret here, that he probably couldn't be at the Panthers broadcast tomorrow because he's going to be in Bristol. You guys do the math there. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be in Bristol. But yeah, he goes, I'm going to be late today, fellas. Steve lives way out.
Well, is that where he is now? Because then it could be Stephen A. Smith.
But
I don't
know. He's been on with them just recently.
Yeah.
And I don't think he would refer to him as Steve.
I don't think so either.
But anyway, all we know right now is that Steve lives way out.
Well, I put together a list of potential Steves.
All right.
Steve Irwin.
Visiting his grave. That's nice.
All right. Steve Martin?
Steve Martin, sure.
Yeah.
I would love to watch him on the pivot. I love Steve Martin.
Steve Carell?
Hmm. That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love The Office. You and I have had conversations with Creed and Flaherty. You remember her name?
Yeah, Michelle or no. Catherine.
No. No.
Sylvia.
No. That's why I went with Flaherty. Meredith.
Meredith.
But I don't think
that was her name. No, yeah. It was, right? It was her name.
Meredith Flaherty?
Was it not? Or
I don't think so.
Creed. Creed's first name was Creed.
Well, Creed is Creed. Yeah. Bratton.
And then the first CEO. What was his name? We're the biggest Office fans, too, though.
I believe his name is David Cross, but in the show,
David Wallace.
He was David Wallace.
Well, then it can't be David Cross.
I feel like it was.
Love The Office.
Meredith on The Office was Kate Flannery.
Kate Flannery.
Yeah. We had her on and Creed. And who was David Wallace played by? I think it was a guy named Cross. Andy Buckley. He was fantastic, too.
Steve Nash?
Steve Nash. There you go. Seems more possible than Steve Carell.
Yeah. So the only black Steve is Steve Harvey, but they've already talked to him
right.
as well.
And Steve Francis. You mentioned him earlier.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe if they're doing like a Chinese New Year episode.
Anyway, Crowder will be here once he gets situated with Steve. I get here, and we're going to get headlines in a second. Coach Larinaga, Jim Larinaga, is going to join us. We've got another $50 gift card for Twin Peaks to give away. We're doing that every day this week. I get here again today. I don't know if you can see on the YouTube stream, if you're watching us live, I got a Twitter message from someone that says, speaking of the YouTube stream, not for nothing, I have always been a big fan of yours and Crowder's. And the errand running over showing up on time Solana as well, whatever that means. But your time slot doesn't lend itself to me being able to hear it very often due to my health having gone south. But then I discovered that I could find your show on YouTube while I'm up prowling around my empty house during the middle of the night, and presto, I get to hear all your facts, fun, and wisdom the same way I would have 12 to 14 hours earlier. He says, you might not remember this, but when VCRs first came out in the early 80s, they were billed as time-based adjusters. And now due to the internet and YouTube, your show is available to old bastards like me, just like it's well-adjusted people, just like well-adjusted people in the daylight hours. Thanks for everything you guys do to entertain me and keep South Florida sports fans informed. So thank you, Terry, for listening. Obviously, you could always time shift the podcast, but some people like to watch it. They find it on YouTube. A lot of times that's your homepage on your smart TV. And if you view our show once, like, it'll come up on your smart TV as a suggestion more often. But you could watch us live on YouTube. There's people watching us live right now. Although someone says, is the YouTube not working? Is it not working?
I believe it is.
There are
almost
no comments on it.
That is a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
But we've got a couple green check marks on our entire streaming platform.
And didn't you say that the podcast couldn't be seen today on the Odyssey page or WQAM.com?
Yeah, so Aronde texted me, said, hey, send me yesterday's, just his interview, which I always post. And I'm just driving, and I notice that I can't access our podcast page. I get a whoops message or an oops message. And then I tried it from a different browser, and I got the same message. And then I texted my buddy. And I'm like, hey, try this out. And it seems like on the WQAM website, our podcast page is just gone. None of our content is there. However, on Apple Pod and on Spotify, our podcasts are still there. You're able to listen to them, which I believe is how most people listen anyways. And on the Odyssey app, it's all up. But the actual website for WQAM, our podcast is just not there.
Interesting. Well,
and I don't
know. Harbinger of things to come.
Sorry, Hawk.
See if I get that direct deposit. I've been waiting.
I don't know.
Wait till they hear what I'm about to tell them about this godforsaken office and these vending machines.
I don't know how long that's been an issue, but it's being worked on.
Well, anyway, you can watch us live on YouTube, but then you can also watch it whenever you want on YouTube, which is fun. But anyway, I'm sitting here. I'm drinking a Diet Coke. I don't like Diet Coke.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I like Coke Zero. And by the way, I think I can buy a Coke Zero. Our studios are on top of the Citadel in Miami. So there's a food hall right underneath us, a fully functioning food hall that happens to be fantastic. There's great coffee down there, sandwiches, pizza, sushi, everything. I'm sure I can get a Coke Zero down there. But we have vending machines here in the station. I don't understand why they're not getting serviced. I am going to put my fist through the glass just to teach the vending company a lesson. Because I don't understand. This is the final Diet Coke in the vending machines. I don't like this. I like Coke Zero. I have systematically gone through every Coke Zero. So today, I'm bouncing up and down the hallways here because the office happens to be filled today. And I'm like, hey, you. I'm just pointing at people I've never met before. You. What? You seem like someone who can get something done. Can you get these vending machines filled? It's a for-profit business. They're not giving us the Coke Zero. Just fill them up. I'll buy them. And the guy's like, no, but would you endorse a skydiving company? And I said, no. Actually, I would endorse them. I just wouldn't do it. But anyway.
You wouldn't go skydiving?
No. There are some people who say the stream isn't working, says coming up. Well, but plenty of people are saying it is working.
I'm watching it on YouTube right now. So it's working, and our audio hopefully is working.
Well, I don't understand why this radio station can't fill the vending machines. It literally looks like I Am Legend. The vending machines look like I Am Legend. I talked to a couple people in the office, and I shook their arm. I thought they were mannequins for a second. I had to make sure that I'm not living in I Am Legend. So tomorrow, I'm doing the show at the Panthers Arena because I don't want to deal with the Coke Zero sitch.
You pulled a big hawk move. Yeah. You called up the Panthers. Yeah. And said, hey, I need a new place to work.
That's it. I can't go through this.
I'll buy you a couple Coke Zeros.
I like the convenience of a vending machine that keeps it cold for me. I'm not putting it in the refrigerator. They're going to get stolen. I'm not buying it at a gas station on the way in because then it's lukewarm by the time the show starts. I want to enjoy it during the show. And so the only way that I can enjoy an ice-cold Coke Zero is out of the vending machine, which happens to keep them very cold, by the way. Hmm. Props to the vending machine. They're newfangled machines. Like, they're very cold. Sometimes you get a Coke out of a vending machine. It's not super cold. But that's the way I need to enjoy it. Out of the vending machine. I really like to get it around 225. But I was nervous about this one. This is the last Coke product. That's it. I'm down to Pepsi tomorrow. Pepsi! Are you out here bleeping minds, Odyssey? Pepsi! You think I can do this quality show on Pepsi? All right, let's get headlines. Coach Jim Larrañaga is going to join us. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
By the way, Jimmy's eaten and consumed about 95% of all of the vending machine items that are no longer available.
Right, like you got to be down to stuff that you don't even want anymore. Because I looked at the food vending machine, which I don't buy anything out of the food vending machine, but I looked in there. It's empty, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's my fault.
So what are you down to now? You're down to like grandma's oatmeal raisin cookies? Like those are, there's always.
I mean, there's still Lay's potato chips.
You know what's there? 100 deep Butterfinger bars. Mm-hmm. Who the hell's eating a Butterfinger at work?
No one.
At work? Like, oh. Oh, I don't know. I got 5 minutes in between the commercials and Jim Larrañaga. Let me see if I can lock my teeth together on a Butterfinger. Butterfinger.
There's a couple bizarre items in that vending machine.
Always are. I'm fascinated by, uh-huh. You know, there's always like, it's like these vending machine companies, they think they're going to pull one over on you. They're like, oh, yeah, you're going to love, you know, and it's just like, I don't know, Lifesaver, Wintogreen, but it's in the wrong slot. You know it's not going to come out right.
Aren't there TGI Fridays potato skins?
Yeah, potato skins.
Who the hell is eating potato skin flavored chips
with
TGI Fridays?
That's what Will Smith thought in I Am Legend. Then you get down to the end of life and you got to go for what they got.
I thought TGI Fridays went out of business.
They have several locations.
You see Wendy's is closing? I sent you yesterday.
Like 200 or 300 locations, which is probably 4% of how many locations there are. So,
shocking to me, though. I always felt like Wendy's was better.
Yeah, but the food is better, but the service and everything has fallen off. You can't walk into a Wendy's anymore. Talk about I Am Legend.
They were killing it on the social media game. Like, they were trolling people. Yeah. Wendy's was... Was at the top?
Yep.
Damn. Pour one out. Am I doing headlines?
Yeah.
Couple Dolphins notes. Austin Jackson will have his practice window open up, or did. He had it today. I wrote these at like 7:30 in the morning after McDaniel spoke. So he practiced today. That means he has 21 days to play in a game. He'll be back. I don't know when, but he'll be back in the next couple weeks.
All right. As they make their run. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you're getting some reinforcements back. I mean, maybe the offensive line will look a semblance of what you thought it would be.
Hubba hubba.
Mm-hmm. McDaniel said Chop Robinson should clear concussion protocol. And Aaron Brewer, I didn't even realize this. They saw him in a walking boot, so he missed practice today. But I guess he's still optimistic, Mike McDaniel was, that he's going to be able to play Sunday against the Commanders.
I wonder if Tyreek traveled to Spain.
I don't think he's really been around the team.
Right. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Trip to Spain.
You think they'd let him on the plane if he wanted to go?
Yeah. Fully functioning member of the team.
The Miami Heat, as Hawks said, are going to play the Cavs, but it's Cavs light because no Donovan Mitchell, no Evan Mobley. Darius Garland re-injured his foot where he had surgery, so he's out for a long time. Bam's out for his fourth game. 7:30 is your tip-off.
Somebody puts on the chat, got to bring a lunchbox with Coke, Hawk. You know, I was downstairs in the Citadel here. There's a vintage store, and I was shopping in there. I love that place. It just makes me happy. Oh, you have your own. When I think lunchbox, though, I don't think insulated bag. I think metal lunchbox.
That's a lunch pail. That's not a lunchbox.
And they have them downstairs at the vintage shop.
See, I brought my lunchbox today. I got a burrito. I got my creatine tablets.
In that sweater with that collar and your lunchbox, just for old time's sake, I think I might have to kick your ass and put you in a locker.
I brought a banana.
We have lockers. They're small, but I think I just might have to.
I dare you. I'll kick your ass in this sweater vest 100%.
I'll put
the sweater vest on you.
Your outfit and your lunchbox are begging me to kick your ass.
Let's go. Put them up, Hawk.
Begging me. Anybody who yells, put them up, is going to get their ass. is going to get their ass kicked.
Put them up right now.
Put up your dukes. Put up your dukes.
I'm going to kick your ass in this sweater vest.
You know how angry I am about the vending machine?
No, I gotcha.
I am telling you, you do not want to mess with me right
now. I gotcha.
Your head, ass, and feet will be in one of these mini lockers.
You want to fight with the guy who's drinking a carbonated protein drink?
Yeah, okay. I mean, oh, what's going on there?
So a couple funny things. First of all, we never even brought this up. Monday night, kid hits a half-court shot during a timeout at the Heat game.
That was cool.
Stadium erupts. The sponsor, I don't want to mention who the sponsor is because they sponsor
don't
the station.
Don't tell me he stepped on the line or
and
something.
This show. No, but it was only a $5,000
grand
prize.
Yeah, but that's still.
That still was.
But I'm guessing they give it the opportunity every game?
No. It's sporadic.
Sporadic?
Yeah. $5,000 hitting a half-court shot? You have to hit a free throw.
I thought it was just one
layup,
one half-court
free
shot.
Throw, three-pointer,
and one chance
shot.
At each?
Or no,
there's a time,
I mean, there's
timer
a 30
running.
Seconds. Got but it. You have to pretty much go perfect on the first three, which isn't easy. Like, knocking in a layup is easy. Knocking in a free throw is easy. Hitting a three-pointer, not easy. Knocks them all down. Then you'll probably get two or three chances at the half-court heave. Knocks it in, $5,000. Like, out in the Lakers, they give you 50 G's.
Listen, not all of us laugh at 5K the way you do.
Okay.
For some of us, that means something.
You've put 5K into that vending machine.
If the Coke Zero was 5K, I'd buy it. That's how dumb this company is.
The car company should gift that guy a car, is all I'm saying. Give him a car.
Really? For hitting a half-court shot?
100%.
Stop it. That's
half-court
ridiculous.
Half-court shot.
Ridiculous.
LeBron's going to practice with the Lakers G League affiliate.
I saw that.
And your Bulls play the Pistons tonight. Pistons are 2.5-point favorites. Pistons are balling.
Giddy back in, though.
Mm-hmm.
Giddy back in.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Give Giddy a full game of rest. Holy hell. Bet the overs tonight, baby.
I'm putting this Lacoste sweater vest on the Pistons money line tonight. Or to cover 2.5.
All
why
right.
not?
Fair enough. Where is it? Detroit?
Yeah, game's in Detroit.
Okay.
They're first in the East, by the way. Cade Cunningham might be the best player in the NBA.
I think his, what did I see his over-under was? Like 24.5, 25.5?
Yeah, I'm putting it over. Other than Jaime Jaquez Jr., might be the best player in the NBA.
Possible.
Your weather... In South Florida right now, partly cloudy. Not as cold anymore. It was freezing this morning. It was in the 50s. It'll stay in the 70s throughout the rest of the
night. Yeah, I think it gets warmed
up
now for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, back to our normal schedule.
Yeah.
That's brought to you by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, we're going to talk with Jim Larranaga on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Jim Larranaga coached the Hurricanes men's basketball team over a decade, and he joins us on Wednesdays to talk hoops. And the Jay Lucas-led Hurricane squad is 3-0, and they've got a big one coming up in Sunday in Jacksonville. On Sunday night, that's national TV. That's against Crowder's Florida Gators. I think they're ranked 10 right now in the country because they suffered a loss. Yeah,
to start their season. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you use Coach L? Would you? And I guess maybe it's dependent on your roster. But if you had a game, because it was what, Jacksonville to open the season. There was Stetson the other night. There's one other game I'm missing in there. But it's not the toughest teams. Now, national TV. Top 10 team, would you use that as a coach to motivate players, or would you do the opposite and try to make them feel, hey, this is just any other game, don't get caught up in the national TV, prime time, top 10 opponent stuff?
Well, I want to ask, can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound great.
Because I was eating a Butterfinger, and I wasn't sure if it would get stuck in my teeth and you couldn't hear me.
Nobody likes Butterfinger,
Coach. You were ripping on Butterfinger, and I like Butterfingers. I ate a bunch of them.
Stop it. Like recent, so, like during a day, you'd stop and grab a Butterfinger?
Yeah, but I have some favorites. My favorite in high school was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Of course.
Then I switched to Fifth Avenue. And then I was on to Butterfingers, and I have a funny story. At halftime of a game, you know, a lot of athletes, especially basketball players, they eat oranges. And this one game, one of my players is eating a Butterfinger. And I barked at him. His name is Kevin. I said, Kevin, get rid of that Butterfinger right now.
It makes no sense as a mid-game snack.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. He stuck the other half in his mouth. So he had the whole Butterfinger chewing it during one of my halftime talks. And obviously, the halftime talk didn't go very well because his teammates were laughing hysterically at his behavior. And it's hard to get someone's attention.
Yeah.
When you're barking at him to get rid of the Butterfinger.
Yeah.
But the answer to your question, Hawk, is you have to know your own personality and your team's personality. There's all different ways to motivate your team. So I'll give you an example. We played Duke when they were number one in the country. And before the game started, I said, hey, we're not ranked in the top 25, and all the experts are picking Duke will win. Of course, the whole roster is full of NBA, future NBA players. Their coach is the winningest coach of all time. But, you know, we're the better team. I've watched them play. I watch us play. We're better, and we need to show it tonight. There are other times where you really play the underdog role. And We did that throughout my career. These guys are so good. I don't know. But the reaction would be, man, coach, you don't have any confidence in it. We're going to show you. So you have to have the right strategy for the right personnel that you're dealing with. Jay Lucas's teams have scored over 100 in these last two games. I can't remember. None of my teams ever did. We scored 100 one time. You know, it might be another semester or another year before we scored 100 again. But his team is putting a lot of points on the board, and I think it's directly related to his defense. They are a tremendous defensive team. They put a lot of pressure on the ball, and they rebound like crazy. And they do what I love, which, you know, if you have a team that gang rebounds, you're in good shape where your guards are rebounding too.
Watching the Hurricanes and the Heat, we got two basketball teams here that are putting up big point totals. Is that sustainable, though? When you're a high-scoring team, does that worry you as a coach that, hey, this isn't sustainable over the course of a season?
No, look at what the Heat are doing. They're scoring their brains out. How about the play? I sent it to Solana. How about the play Spo ran to beat the Cavaliers the other night, Monday night?
I mean, you had to watch that as a coach and just, I mean, your eyes have to light up, right? Because Spo's great at that last second call. And many people are saying that's a Chris Quinn play, that Chris Quinn actually had drawn it up 4 years ago and Spo saved it. But you have to light up as a coach when that's all coaching. That's all timeout. That's all everyone being in the right spot, right time.
Yeah, that play has different dimensions to it. The first part of the play is what the coaches call elevator, where the shooter, and I can't remember who it was, ran through a double screen. But the two players are screening, leave just enough space for him, the shooter, to get by, and then they close the door like an elevator closes. The beauty of it was the next step was a back screen for one of the screeners. So one screener screens for the other and gets him open for the lob. The key to that is then the pass has to be perfect. It's got to be timed perfect and perfectly and executed perfectly for Wiggins to dunk the ball. So you got to give Jovic, is that how you say it? Jovic?
Yeah, Nikola Jovic.
You got to give him a lot of credit for being patient enough and knowing when do I throw this, how high do I throw this to make it a good reception like a receiver in football. He's not open to that last split second, and then the ball's got to be there.
Coach, take me behind this process, though, where Eric Spoelstra looks over to Chris Quinn, who is a highly regarded assistant coach. This isn't, you know, somebody at the end of the bench. I mean, Quinny's been there for a long time, and Chris Quinn is telling him, hey, let's run this play. They called it CQ. Spo, revealed all this information. It was Chris Quinn that told him, let's run this play. How does that process work where there's 0.4 seconds left, it's going to be sideline out of bounds, and you as a coach have to determine, okay, here's what we're going to do. Do you consult with your coaching staff? Do you ever listen to what players have to say? Like, in that timeout, take me through what that would look like for you in a regular season game. I'm sure in a tourney game, perhaps the stakes are higher and there's
It's not. You have a catalog full of plays. Some of them are last-second plays. One night, the Miami Heat were playing the Celtics, and Doc Rivers ran a play, and he got a lob dunk with like 2 seconds left or 5 seconds left.
It was 0.3 seconds left. Rondo threw it, I think, to Kendrick Perkins or to Big Baby Davis, somebody like that. They beat the Heat, the big three,
yeah.
I remember.
So then I don't know if you remember this, but the Heat then ran it against someone like Milwaukee, and they dunked the ball.
Yep.
So you know what? My staff and I, we put that in, and then one of my assistants at a timeout, we're playing Georgia Tech in Atlanta, and it was halftime, and there was like 3 seconds left, and my assistant turned to me and said, hey, let's run Boston, the Doc Rivers play. Now, the funny thing is, when I talked to Doc Rivers about it, I asked him where he got the play. He said when Austin, his son Austin Rivers, was playing AAU ball and his AAU coach ran it, and it worked. So he put it in. He put it in with the Celtics. Then Spo put it in with the Heat. I put it in. Everybody has that play. So, but not this one. The elevator to the lob is a little different, and it worked beautifully.
Yeah, it was fun to watch, man. That this Heat season has been really fun. Let me ask you, because we'll run out of time here at some point. I do want to go around the league, and I want to look at the West. We very rarely talk about the West, but, I mean, everybody's watching what Victor Wembanyama is doing in San Antonio. Your son coaches for the Clippers. That can't be much fun right now because it's been a very slow start for them. But OKC is 11-1, and I think the Spurs and the Nuggets are both 8-2. Are those three teams the elite teams of the West? Would you throw the Lakers and Luka in there?
Well, you got to remember that certain teams are healthy and playing well, and some teams are beat up, you know. And so with the injuries, you know, I'd say the West right now is in great shape. They're playing very, very well. But before I get off the air, Hawk, I have a bone to pick with you. I mentioned to you that a good buddy of mine's a huge Miami fan, University of Miami Hurricanes fan, is Steve Etter. He's from Philadelphia, and he was very disappointed in me. In our last show, we discussed the best players of all time, and I didn't mention Wilt Chamberlain, who happens to hold still 72 records in the NBA. Well, I got to mention, we got to put Wilt in that category with LeBron and Jordan.
But I think what Solana was talking about last week was big men, correct? Am I correct there? You were talking specifically about big men. Obviously, Wilt would fall into that category. But you were asking, is Wembanyama?
No, I was talking about Jokic. Remember, he had just torn
Jokic
up.
Oh, right. Yeah. Jokic.
Yeah. And what I was saying, Coach, was I think it's time we put him already in the conversation with the greatest of all time at that position.
Of big men only.
At that position,
right.
Yes.
So he said, would you feel comfortable at this point in 2025, Coach, if you're rattling off the greatest big men of all time and you say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and you say Wilt Chamberlain, are you going to feel comfortable at some point saying Nikola Jokic?
Yeah, today.
Yeah, okay. He's there.
Yeah, no, he's there. I mean, the guy has had a phenomenal NBA career already. Well, but the thing about the discussion about who's the best, all these guys are the best at what they do. They dominate their position. It's incredible how good athletes they are today, how many skills they have. And Jokic is, you know, I told you, he's like a Larry Bird, but he's like 7'2 or something. How tall is he? Jokic? Is he only 6'10?
No, yeah, Jokic's 6'10. He's like 6'11, 7 feet.
I feel like he's 7 feet. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's big, he's thick. But to get back to the West is great. I you know, OKC, the way they're playing, now, that could they repeat? The shame of it is that last year we were talking almost every week I was on the show about how good the Indiana Pacers were, and they're like now 1-10 or 1-11. They're struggling like crazy. But that's because their guys are gone.
Yeah, I mean, they're just going through a ton of injury. But, Coach, when you look at the NBA right now, and we've talked about this before, but, you know, I'm looking at the numbers that are being put up by Kate Cunningham. I'm looking at the numbers that are being put up basically on a nightly basis from different guys. Do you feel like the star power in the NBA right now is the best it's been? Because there's a lot of different eras you can look at, but I don't remember there being this many stars across the league representing so many different organizations.
Yeah, the league is very, very strong. I think their TV ratings are way up as well. But what I like about the Detroit Pistons is they built through the draft. You know, we recruited, we were one of three schools that Jalen Doran visited officially. He had Memphis, Kentucky, and Miami. And I fell in love with the kid, great kid. Powerful player. He's averaging 12 rebounds a game. He knows his role. And Cade Cunningham has got to be considered one of the top 5 or 10 players in the league at this moment.
Yeah.
His performance in the early season has to have him considered. He's averaging 27 points a game, and they're first in the East at 9-2. So you keep looking for consistency. So can the Pistons do this for a full 82-game season? And that's going to depend on what I said earlier. Injuries. If Cade Cunningham goes down or Jalen Duren goes down, any of those best players around the league go down, their prospects get a whole lot less. LeBron, hey, the Lakers are holding on, but LeBron comes back, they could be a handful.
Coach, the McRib is back at McDonald's. I don't know if you're aware of this. Have you ever enjoyed a McRib?
Is it a Big Mac? I mean, a Happy Meal? Not a Happy Meal. What's it called? A number one or a number two?
Oh, that's right. You always get the number one.
I get there. A one or
but
two.
There is
it's not one or two, it's not on my menu.
But there is a McRib combo meal. It sounds to me like
combo
you've never...
meal. That's what I was looking for. I get a combo meal, either one or two. But McRib is not a one or a two.
It is not a one or two. It's number one in our hearts. Have you never had a McRib?
Never had one.
Oh, my God. Coach, can I meet you somewhere this week for a McRib or next week? Can I talk? What are you doing for Thanksgiving? How about I bring McRibs to the Larinaga household and we say the hell with the turkey?
Oh, yeah, you can do that, but we'll be in L.A. You can come to Coral Gables, but my wife and I will be in Los Angeles cheering on the – we're going to bring some luck to our Clippers. We need to get them on a roll.
They got to get on a roll there. That can't be fun.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you've done it. You've been on coaching staffs where it's just a slow slog at the beginning. That's no fun.
No, it's not. Losing. People don't understand what it's like for a coach to lose. Fans, they're miserable after a loss. But a coach, he's got to, first of all, figure out, okay, what went wrong? What did we do wrong that didn't work this past night? Now we got to go from one game to the next and try to turn it around. Whether it's change your starting lineup or change your offense or, you know, just talk to the team and get them on the same page. I mean, I just see one of the guys I reached out to, you guys are probably not golfers, but you know the name Dr. Bob Rotella?
No.
Oh, my God. Hey, will you pick up a book and read or something?
I know Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Bob Rotella is the foremost sports psychologist in the country. He works with all the top PGA stars. Every golfer has issues mentally that they have to overcome, and Dr. Rotella helps them. And Dr. Rotella helped me from my 40-year head coaching career. Every game I ever coached, I talked to him before the game.
Were you a bear when you'd lose? Around the house, I mean. Was Mrs. Larinaga, I mean, you were coming home. Let's say a three-game losing skid. Were you just a bear to be around?
Well, I didn't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I was very, very quiet. I was trying to overcome my stress. So I'd sit and watch video for hours and hours and hoping that the shot we missed actually went in the 10th time I watched that same play. Sure. How could he miss that shot?
Well, you know what would have fixed everything? McRibs. McRibs for the entire game. It's nature's great elixir. It fixes anything. All right,
have you ever had a McRib?
Yeah, I have, Coach. He broke me down.
Good?
You know what? It'll surprise the hell out of
you. It'll surprise the hell out. You like barbecue sauce?
No.
All right. You'll love it. See you next week, Coach.
I'll try barbecue.
Get a McRib. Go to McDonald's.
See you guys.
Go to McDonald's. Get a McRib. You did In-N-Out Burger for us. You went to In-N-Out Burger.
Okay,
when you were in LA.
I did that.
Go to McDonald's.
I did that.
Get a McRib.
I'll get a McRib.
All right. Fair enough. See you, Coach. There you go. Coach Jim Larinaga, he joins us on Wednesdays. He is absolutely delightful. Take a break. We'll come back after this.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.